Been called back to work. Okay, case number two is complaint number 2009-065-331. This was an online complaint, and the complainant states as follows. I was convicted on December 9th, 1999 on an unlawful possession of drug charge with intent to sell marijuana. Class E felony, Shelby County Criminal Court, Division 3, Judge John Colton Jr. In January, I paid the respondent $135 for a pre-sentencing report. I was told if I did not make the payment, I would be incarcerated. I was informed the above information by my Memphis trial attorneys. When it says name withheld, did he write name withheld or did you write name withheld?
I wrote name withheld.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I retained an appellate lawyer from Nashville, name withheld, on July 7th, 2000. The court sentenced me to 1 year probation. On July 10th, I signed a notice of arrival and gave the probation company the monthly required fee of $45. After I informed the probation officer that I had been framed by the Shelby County Sheriff's Department and had been railroaded in Division 3 court, the company refunded my money, the $45, and stated in writing that I was not on probation. For the next 9 months, or until June 15th, 2001, I could not get any information concerning my sentencing and probation status, even from my paid appellate attorney. On June 15th, the probation supervisor, name withheld, informed me that the judge, John Colton, had told her to tell me to pretend that I was on probation. I have had a felony conviction on my history that have prevented me from voting or getting a good job or going to school, and I've never been sentenced. If I was really guilty of selling drugs, would the court be allowing me to get off without serving a penalty? The respondent states that the complainant was sentenced to 1 year suspended placed on probation.